just about everything you need is here on the South End. I admit we haven't got a McDonald's yet, and there isn't a mall within hollering distance, but I'm talking about the important things, like a modern art gallery, a cafe with friendly waitresses and a decent cup of joe, a mom-and-pop grocery that rents movies and knows your name, a little church to save a few souls, but not too many. We used to have a garage and a junkyard back when Snowden's ran the store at Tyee. First time I went to the garage, I needed my universal joints fixed on my pickup truck. Ted was out there with his drinking buddy Seth. You see Seth rode by Mabana, and that's who Seth was. They said, "Sure, young feller, pull it right in," friendly as could be to a newcomer to the South End. I should have known things weren't quite up to snuff, though, when they had me under the truck, handing me tools and telling me what to do next. Of course, I was new and eager to get along with these fine neighbors of mine. And when in Rome, I thought, be a gladiator or be eaten. So with the help of these good old boys, I got the thing tore up fairly handily. Next day, I hitchhiked into town and got myself some new universal joints. Now, I know what you're thinking. Isn't it odd? I got to go in myself. And I was thinking the same myself. But next night, Seth and Ted drank and told lies to each other between supervising my cussing and grunting and smashing my knuckles, and now I was thinking this is the damnedest service station I ever had the misfortune to go to, but it was the only garage on the island, and it got me out of the winter monsoon, so I kept at it. When I got done and crawled out from under that greasy, blood-splattered pit I'd spent hours in, I asked how much I owed him for my time. I mean, they had a genuine slicker here, is what I figured. Ted said he thought maybe if I brought a bottle by some day, we'd call it even, and I thought, well, that seems about fair. It wasn't till a week later somebody told me Ted's wasn't a real service station, just a place he worked on his own rigs. Later, when I took the jug over, we had a good laugh at my expense. And that was the first and last time we had us a repair shop on the South End, and I guess you're looking at the head mechanic, retired now, thank you.